Thank you for downloading this podcast of Ion Entertainment from Abilene Public Radio. To find more episodes and to see our terms of use, visit us online at kacu.org. From the Barton Worley Studios of Abilene Public Radio, this is Ion Entertainment. Good afternoon, I'm Blaine Singletary. It looks like there's much ado about books lately in Abilene. We start by taking a look at the upcoming Children's Art and Literacy Festival. Taking on the theme of Dr. Seuss, KCU's Dave Smith sits down with Bird Thomas, under the guise of The Cat in the Hat, to find out more about this upcoming Seuss Fest.
What I intend by wearing this outfit is that Theodore Geisel, who was better known by most as Dr. Seuss, intended for the Cat in the Hat to be the embodiment of reading.
And if you're looking for some fresh books to add to your library, we'll be taking a look at another event that's sure to help you do just that for all those times this summer when you'll want to just sit down and curl up with a good book. All that and more coming up after this look at today's entertainment headlines. A new Harry Potter parody is promising a fast-paced romp through all seven books in J.K. Rowling's series about the boy wizard. Potted Potter officially opens June 3rd at the Little Schubert Theatre after performances in the United Kingdom, Australia, and Canada. The show is created by Dan Clarkson and Jeff Turner. It's a 70-minute madcap dash through the books, with Turner playing Harry and Clarkson using a series of wigs, accents, and other adornments to play a host of other characters. Clarkson and Turner are quick to say the show's take on Harry Potter comes from a place of love, and they're both fans of the series. The New York City run will go through August 12th, and a national tour is being planned. In other news, a New York judge is set to hear arguments over what a jury can decide in a civil trial stemming from the Broadway production of Spider-Man. Judge Catherine Forrest must decide whether to dismiss Fire director Julie Taymor's claims that her copyright on a three-page script treatment for the musical was violated. She will also decide the fate of counterclaims brought against Taymor by the show's producers. A hearing is set for today. And finally, the radio and television voiceover star whose work included the animated characters Gumby and Speedy Alka-Seltzer has died in Southern California. Dick Beals was 85. A friend, Peter Gorman, tells the Los Angeles Times that Beals died in northern San Diego County in the community of Vista. Beals was the original voice of the title character on The Gumby Show in the late 1950s. He was also the unseen pitchman in more than 3,000 commercials for products such as Oscar Mayer and Campbell's Soup. He often got jobs that called for him to sound like a child because he suffered from a glandular condition. His voice hadn't changed since elementary school. And that's all for this look at today's entertainment headlines. Stay tuned. There's more Ion Entertainment on the way.
Alka-Seltzer, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Those speedy bubbles relieve your upset stomach and headache fast. For acid indigestion alone, Alka-Seltzer Gold. Oh, what a relief it is.
From Abilene Public Radio, this is Ion Entertainment. I'm Blaine Singletary. It doesn't take very much looking to find that Abilene has been getting a little more Seuss-like in recent months. Believe it or not, these festivities have been in the works for over 2 years now. Dave Smith recently sat down with Bird Thomas of the Center for Contemporary Arts to find out more about the things we will see and the places we'll go in this upcoming Seuss Fest.
Joined by Bird Thomas, the curator of fun learning experiences, otherwise known as Dr. Seuss's Cat in the Hat, as you've been photographed, that has been featured in the newspaper and other places.
Been all over town doing elementary schools, Head Starts, daycares, TV. I get to be the Cat in the Hat.
Business Expo was the first one, I think.
Business Expo was the very first one.
So first off, all of this is in coordination and in promotion for Seuss Fest, which is coming up. Tell me all things Seuss Fest.
The Seuss Festival is going to be kicked off Thursday, June 14th, with Art Walk. And Art Walk is called Seuss is Loose. We're going to have a kind of an autograph party at the depot. And featured in the autograph party will be different Seuss characters, along with Minnie Moo and Itsy Bitsy. And Minnie Moo is this miniature Brahma bull. And he represents the calf in Calf Festival. at CAF Festival. CAF is an acronym for Children's Arts and Literacy Festival. The Seuss Festival is the very first annual CAF Festival, so this is the big kickoff for it. Next year, we're planning to do I Spy for the CAF Festival. But the calf will remain small, and he will remain the mascot of this event.
So all of this kicks off on June 14th.
That's right.
Now, you just mentioned a minute ago the different places that you've been at, and you're in costume now as you sit here with me. What is it that, when you show up to these events and you've got the Cat in the Hat costume, what is it that you're doing, and how is it that you're building up the event?
I will tell you my perception of what I'm doing, because what I may be doing is just making a big fool of myself. But what I intend by wearing this outfit is that Theodore Geisel, who was better known by most as Dr. Seuss, intended for the Cat in the Hat to be the embodiment of reading. And when the Cat in the Hat enters a room, that is, in Theodore Geisel's mind, when a child picks up a book and switches on his imagination. At that point, the Cat in the Hat takes over. The Cat in the Hat can create the illusions of anything in the child's mind. And he does in the book. In the book, The Cat in the Hat, as you'll probably remember, when the cat steps through the threshold onto the mat inside the house, everything changes for those kids. The kids were bored to death. It was cold, rainy, wet outside. Mother had left them home alone and wasn't there to entertain them. But when the Cat in the Hat steps in, everything changes and chaos, fun chaos, ensues. And they make a terrible mess. And it's magically, the Cat in the Hat cleans everything up just as Mother is coming home. And the kids have had a wonderful day. But what's really going on is those kids decided to read on that cold, wet, rainy day where they couldn't go outside and play. They picked up a book, and they had that wonderful time, and there was no harm done. Their imaginations did everything. And so I'm happy to go around in this ridiculous costume because that represents imagination. And it is a wonderful magic wand to walk into a room full of children, and they're suddenly willing to suspend reality and believe that I'm really the cat. And they help me to believe it too. And for a time, we all are in agreement that we choose to believe that the Cat in the Hat is a real, magical, wonderful creature. My opinion about the imagination being that sort of a creature reinforces that.
Dr. Seuss and all this stuff has been planned for the better part of, I want to say, 2 years. Why and how did Dr. Seuss become such a big keystone of this summer's art walk?
Abilene is a community that prides itself on its education. And education is completely dependent on imagination. You've got to pick up a book and turn on your mind, and then you learn. So this CAF Festival is going to be an important event every year in Abilene. And we're going to do everything we can to turn on kids' imaginations with it.
We've been talking a lot about the Cat in the Hat being a character that children can connect with to engage their imagination, but there's an adult aspect to Dr. Seuss, too. You've told me a little bit about some of the ways that part of Dr. Seuss's intended audience wasn't necessarily children, but it was adults. Will you kind of share that a little bit, too?
Sure. Good examples of books he wrote, as an aside, that adults will read these to children, and adults, too, will get these very subliminal messages. And one that is one of his more recent books, or recent before his death, was called The Butter Battle Book. And there was this ridiculous war that was raged over whether to butter the toast on the bottom side or the top side. And there were two different groups, Zooks and Ukes, which coincidentally rhymes with nukes. And that book was about the Cold War. He wrote it to show how ridiculous it would be to be concerned about which side of the bread you butter on. But that's pretty much what happened in the Cold War. And a wall was built. In the book, The Butter Battle Book, they built a wall to separate the Ukes from the Zooks. And they carried on this whole controversy over butter. And when when a child was asked, so what do you think they should have done? And he stated the obvious, which was, well, they should have resolved it. And maybe they could just butter their bread on the side. Pretty good answer. I mean, as good of an answer as we ever had over the Cold War.
Well, Bird slash the cat, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about Seuss Fest.
Meow.
That's Bird Thomas, also known as the Cat in the Hat, in preparation of this year's Children's Arts and Literacy Festival, also known as Seuss Fest. It's taking place at the Center for Contemporary Arts in collaboration with other art centers around town. For more information, center-arts.com. Sometimes on a nice summer day or in a bit of downtime during a vacation, it can be nice to sit down with a good book. With this being the first day of June and a whole few summer months ahead of us, there should be plenty of opportunities to do just that. And the Friends of the Abilene Public Library hope to help by supplying the books for those quiet times in their annual book sale. It all got started last night with a special members-only preview sale, but today, as of 10 a.m. this morning, the sale is open to the public. You might think that this sale would take place at the Abilene Public Library itself, but there's just not enough room for all these books there. It's a massive sale that can only be contained within the walls of the Abilene Civic Center. You'll find DVDs, audio and VHS cassette tapes, vinyl records, and more, all of which are available at a fraction of the market price. It takes place today till 8 p.m., tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Sunday from 1 to 4, with a special bag of books sale, where you can walk out with a bag full of books for a discounted price. The Friends of the Abilene Public Library is made up of volunteers that support the APL, so of course, all the proceeds from this huge book sale go to keeping Abilene's network of libraries going. For more information about this event, 676-6025, or on the web at abilenetx.com/APL. And this week on our podcast page, you can catch our extended conversation with Kirk House, which we aired part of on the show last week. In this online exclusive, you'll hear more about his songwriting process and what he plans to do as he moves to California.
We mentioned you're been going kind of back and forth to California. What are some of your future plans in regard?
Future plans is moving out there. Right now, I've been going back and forth to playing with other bands out there. One in particular being the Brian Rogers Band. Played last week at a place called Saint Rock and got to open up for Aaron Neville's brother, Cyril Neville. It's pretty expensive.
Right.
It's no Abilene. The cost of living is much. Of course, you make more money out there, but I mean, $1,100 a month is $1,100 a month.
Right.
You know, you could say it's relative to what you make, but it's still $1,100.
You'll also hear the full version of Secrets that he played for us here in the studio. When the sun comes up, will I still be here? Can I live on love or be drowned by fear? Should I follow my heart? Should I leave right now? But I'm too far down this road to turn around. Lord, I can't turn around. Just go to KCU.org, click the Programs tab at the top of the page, then scroll down the alphabetical list till you find Ion Entertainment. There you'll find our full conversation with Kirk House, as well as many other episodes and conversations. While you're there, you can subscribe to our podcast via iTunes or whatever music or RSS reader you use, and be notified when new episodes come down, and in some cases, even get them right away on your computer or mobile device. You can find all our episodes from 150 on. Today's episode is number 153. We also plan to upload previous episodes as well. There's a few coming down the pipe, but we want to know which ones you'd like to hear again. Let us know on our Facebook page at facebook.com/IonEntertainmentRadio or on our Twitter handle at EOEKACU. Let us know which episodes you'd like to hear again, and you just might find them in the near future on our podcast page at kacu.org. And that's all for today's show. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next week for more information and conversations about entertainment in our area and beyond. Ion Entertainment is a production of Abilene Public Radio and the JMC Network. The show is recorded and produced at the Barton Worley Studios in the Don Morris Building on the campus of Abilene Christian University in Abilene, Texas. As always, I'm Blaine Singletary, and as long as there are many ways to absorb information, from books to the web, I'll have my eye on entertainment. Thank you for downloading this podcast of Ion Entertainment from Abilene Public Radio. To find more episodes and to see our terms of use, visit us online at kacu.org.